Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, old school crew, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. Great segment there. Kind of just, it's always good when you do radio and you can talk about something and then next level thinking that has to do with sports, a little bit of life, but then also opportunity, which is abound today in this day and age of college football. And it's probably going to even be bigger and better as it changes day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, college sports in general, but obviously it's football season. Since we've got a short segment here, we'll continue along the football, college football subject. DP, it is now final, which is crazy, second week into the season, that my man Sharon Moore has his contract done. Final. Thoughts on that, man, thoughts on that, but then also, how does that happen in this day and age of multiple agents? You accepted the job, you did the introductory press conference, but it's, what is it, September what, Austin, 10th?
11th.
11th, yeah, I should know that, I mean, actually. And you're just now getting your contract finalized.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of laughing that would be kind of the sign of the time. From Michigan, that
we'll get around to pay you.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not sure what the focus and priority is at Michigan. We talked about it at Big Ten Media. Like, to walk into the building as the reigning, defending national and Big Ten champion, and to accept the weirdness of being disrespected in public, like, what was the point? And you to lose Harbaugh and then to not sign Moore immediately tells me it wasn't really that important. You sold everything to get it. And once you got it, you didn't care.
Yeah.
Which tells me it's the conversation we were having yesterday. Yeah, I expect a full-on collapse.
Right. It's almost like...
because you didn't even marry the dude. Yeah, like it was like...
Yeah, we got to, but if I was Sharon Moore and his agent, I'm reading the small print.
Put that in bold letters.
I'm making sure.
You barely hear.
Because here's what Michigan seems like they'll do. They'll send you a contract and just say it's 10 pages, but there's an 11th page that they kept for themselves that you didn't get.
You didn't get.
Be like, oh, here's the same one. Huh. Because it's almost like look, whether you have the Patriots and you know, the Patriots just fell. I would say the Rams are dumb. You see a dude with the Patriots there with a thing and you just letting them film. That's on you. Now, you got to have some dignity and not do it. But at the end of the day, Michigan was, you know, obviously outlandish with it. But it seems like they have created, and not to this magnitude yet, and this is not what I think about Utah and BYU, but it's almost like I guess I would subscribe it as a cult secret society of, like, once you're in this, like, remember that movie Skulls or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Like, you're in this club to, we're just going to do things differently here. And once you're in the club, you're in. Like, you get what I'm saying? Well, let's take it back to, you know, you had the coach at home breaking into people's email. like this stuff that you'd never think of. I'm at home. What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to go ahead and break into Coach Harbaugh's email. Let's see what he's talking about today. Let's see what his schedule's like tomorrow.
They did every crazy thing that you could possibly do and denied all of it.
Yeah.
And nobody's affected. Like, literally nobody's. Harbaugh's clean as a whistle. All the seniors from last year, bet, got money, out. Got a ring, chips. Cool, no problem. Everybody back? Oh, man, la, la, la. Cover your ears, cover your eyes. See no evil, hear no evil. But the reality is, Michigan told Moore, hey, man, we don't know like you don't know. We could all be gone in a year. NCAA could say, hey, Michigan, we found out y'all real. Like,
yeah.
Enough. And somewhere in this thing, when they didn't sign you immediately, to me, it was the statement, we're not that into you.
Yeah, because if now he's getting $6 million a year, right? About that, Austin.
Yeah, but that's nickels to them.
I know, but but he wouldn't have. I was thinking, like, I wonder why he didn't take a O-line job with the Chargers.
Ohio football fans, picture this: you bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
We're not going to make that much. So for him, if I'm going to get 1 year, I might as well get $6 million versus, say, I guess $600,000 as an offensive line coach. So for him, it's a good business deal. Now, long term, I would be worried about, okay, could I get another head coaching job and where would that be at? And what would it look like? Most likely for him, no go. If Michigan collapses or he takes the super fall for it, that means they really highlight his second violation you know, big, was it level two? And then they, you know, start, oh, well, you did another level two. Well, then now you're talking about show cause and all that stuff, and they just let you just take it on the chin.
It was defined by Detroit media as him falling on the grenade. That to fall on the grenade, you're getting $6 million. Now, there's a whole bunch of coaches that would fall on the $6 million grenade, right?
Yeah, but I need that 30, though.
What?
Six is one thing.
We want 30, and we could mess around and get 30 by winning this year in spite of all of that.
That ain't happening.
The reality is, if you're going to give me $6 million right now just to be safe, they're going to
take it. Oh, yeah.
They didn't take it.
And I think his ultimate, like, response has to be is to turn that bad boy around. Because once you turn that bad boy around, it puts the NCAA kind of in pause mode. They will reign like no other if they go downhill because you're an easy target.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an example. Like, it's like when the NCAA will come and, like, you know, they'll go down to a lower level school and make an example out of them. Well, we'll make an example out of Michigan because they're down right now. It'll be interesting how this thing
Michigan
goes.
Would let him.
Let him, yeah.
They would
sure.
let him. You got the chip. Like, okay, we got to take 2 years down. Cool. Okay.
I still don't think Michigan. I don't think they're worried, or I wouldn't say scared. I don't think they're scared of any type of penalty. I think that's why they're acting like this. But either way, he's the head coach. Good on him. Good job by the agent. At least you're getting, like you said, I'm getting paid.
Yep.
I got paid this week.
Yep.
Anyways, we want to take a quick break. Come back. Top of the 5 o'clock hour. We'll go a long segment before we go to the Royals at 5:30. Right, Austin. All right. We'll dive into a little NFL action. We'll talk about my man Joe Burrow. We'll talk about those Bengals, and we'll talk about the Jets.
He said Bengals.
Yeah, Bengals. But you know what? Before we do that, I'm gonna pivot like that. And we're going to talk about the biggest game this weekend. LSU against South Carolina. Who's under more pressure? Who's under more pressure?
I would have sworn you said Northern Iowa.
What? Oh, we'll talk about that. Oh, no.
Biggest game of the week.
No. We already know what we're going to do over here.
That was a left turn, man. Oh. I would have bet.
He got the yellow and purple.
Listen, yeah. Man, all I was going to say was, look, the weather on Sunday, Monday, the food tastes better.
We'll dive into heavy Nebraska, man, look, tomorrow.
No matter what the result is in that other game.
Oh, no. Because here's why that game is important. Here's why that game is important. If the pain train coming, that we're going to start laying some pain coming down, you better keep an eye on that game. Because as much as LSU might play themselves out of that game, out of that 12, potentially, South Carolina, what they got a freak show as a defensive end, might play themselves in there. You got to take a look at everything. It's the details.
I thought the secondary game of the week. I thought the secondary game of the week was Alabama Wisconsin.
Oh, man, come on, DP. Okay, you know what?
We're gonna go to a break.
We're gonna find out more.
Hey,
I want to know. Austin, I want to know exactly how many points you think Alabama is gonna beat them by.
How Jay Foreman described it. Watching Wisconsin take this whooping will be scrumdiddlyumptious.
Scrumdiddlyumptious. You know what that's gonna be like? I'm gonna sit back. I'll have spotted cow. Every type of bratwurst. This is going to be so fun. And I like Luke Fickell.
Oh.
I like him. But I don't like Wisconsin.
I need to see this early in the season. They're
going straight bum rush.
Woo. Give it to me.
And the accountant linebacker, too.
Give it to me, bro.
DP, did you know the accountant linebacker changed his number from 36 to 1?
Yeah.
I seen you, man. You ain't number five.
You are not that dude.
You 215. Here come them boys. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, do a little bit of college football. Joe Burrow. After that, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.